This young woman came in time. She was raped less than 72 hours ago, so she still has a chance to be given treatment to prevent HIV/AIDS and an unwanted pregnancy. But nurse Sylvie Gonecra says most women come much, much later after their assault.
For women in the Central African Republic, a rape is shameful, so they don't want to talk about it. So sometimes women are raped but don't come to the hospital. They remain in their neighborhood, sad and alone. They shut themselves in.
Data on sexual violence in the CAR is scarce, while the need for help for women is great. It has been nearly 2 years since a coup sparked a bloody sectarian conflict. An interim government and international peacekeepers are working to restore some order, but violence continues. To try to begin to address the trauma, Doctors Without Borders, also known by its French acronym MSF, opened a facility in July in the capital to deal with both the medical and the psychological needs of rape victims. In the last 5 months, they have received more than 500 victims. They have since opened the second center in Bangui as a radio and poster awareness campaign reaches more people needing help. Counselors say the first step is to let people talk about their trauma, like this woman.
I think about my husband all the time. He ran away from the house as the Seleka stormed the town and killed the men. I haven't heard of him in a year. I think he's dead by now.
To reassure, to calm, and to listen. But before that can happen, psychologist Roselyne Menon says the first challenge is to help victims understand what a psychologist is in a country where this is not commonplace.
There is no training to become a psychologist here. They merely do not exist. I'm here to make them understand that there are visible wounds on the body, but also invisible ones inside the head.
Menon says she sees women of all ages, sometimes children and a few men. The victims are marginalized by the stigma of rape and they have no one to talk to. Denise, not her real name, has been coming for counseling for 2 weeks and she says it is helping.
Mama Rosalie, le monde a même jeune encore.
After I was assaulted, my husband rejected me. I was totally devastated. And Rosalind gave me good advice. She said it wasn't my fault, that I didn't break my marriage promise to be faithful by being raped.
Aside from individual consultations, MSF has put in place a support group for victims to share their experiences with each other.
One of the good things about this support group is that the women, they are all victims of sexual violence, could get together and talk, and they all told me I thought I was alone.
There are currently only 2 rape counseling centers in the country, both run by MSF in Bangui. Emily Yob for VUA News in Bangui.